It is a refrain we often hear, especially in political and budgetary discussions, that California's taxes are driving businesses out of the state. But it's not supported by data on employment in California. Bay Area economist Jed Kolko is the author of a 14-year study on business relocation and homegrown jobs, published by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. One key finding, he says, is that most businesses simply stay put.
Very few businesses move across state lines, either into or out of California. And when we look at all of the jobs that were lost in California for all reasons, because businesses closed, or because existing businesses just reduced their workforce, or because businesses moved, only about 2% of the job losses were because of businesses actually leaving the state. That's a very small number. It means that most of the jobs that are lost are because businesses close or businesses contract, not because they move.
The few that do relocate out of California tend to do so with some public fanfare, Kolko notes.
When businesses move, it tends to be quite visible. There's often a very public announcement about businesses moving or jobs moving from one state to another. So that's often more visible and gets more media attention than when businesses just contract their workforce but stay in place.
Businesses that shed jobs or close their doors altogether are a far greater problem for California than business relocation. But Kolko says jobs that migrate are a poor gauge of the state's economic climate.
Looking only at moves misses the vast majority of the economy. If you want to understand how a state's performance is, you look at overall employment growth or overall output growth. And these are data that are very easy to find and very easy to understand. The focus on moves can be sexy for political purposes, but it's a very bad way of understanding how the state is doing overall.
Comparisons with other states can be tricky, too.
Particularly in this recession, employment in California has gone down by more than in most other states. And that always raises questions about why California's economy isn't doing as well as other states. But the fact is that California's slower growth during this recession has been only about this recession. When we look over a longer time period, job growth in California tends to be about the national average, and output growth, as measured by gross state product, is actually higher in California than the national average.
Two things that do inhibit economic growth, Kolko says, are a complex tax structure, not rate, for business, and a high level of what he terms transfer payments, such as welfare costs. California has both. On the other side of the ledger are three factors that correlate with growth, even though he points out none of them have much to do with public policy.
These include the industry mix that a state has. The weather also has a lot to do with why some states grow faster than others. Warmer states, drier states, have grown much faster than other states have. And of course, housing costs matter.
California benefits from the first two of those three, with high housing costs here working against job creation in California. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.